Module 8, the third improvement concept, variation. If you toss a coin, what's the chance it lands on heads? If you toss a coin 10 times, you'd expect 5 heads and 5 tails. If you toss the coin 10 times and do it over and over again, the output varies. The extent to which your experience deviates from expectations is the extent to which variation has occurred. If you measure something that occurs many times, it's going to vary around an average or mean value. Variation is deviation from expectation. The size, trends, nature, causes, effects, and control of this variation is the center of Six Sigma methodology. Describing variability over a period of time helps us understand how the system is working and to predict how it will continue to work in the future. Common cause. When variation is produced by the system itself, it is known as common cause variation. You can act to reduce common cause variation, but you cannot eliminate it. These include human systems. For instance, how long it takes to process a credit card application, the amount of time a mechanic takes to change the oil in a car, an officer writing a speeding ticket. Special cause. This type of variation is directly caused by something special. If the mailman comes to your house at 11:30 each day, but he gets a flat tire and doesn't come until noon, that's a special cause of variation. If the network system went down that is running your credit card application, that's a special cause. Tampering. A common mistake is trying to improve a process by adjusting it when it does not need adjustment. The term for this mistake is called tampering. Tampering usually occurs when the measured outcome does not meet our external performance targets. Examples of external performance targets can be financial targets and demands to meet monthly quotas. Tampering is the adjustment of a stable process. If the process is not statistically stable, its performance is unpredictable. Tampering leads us to respond to a false alarm, since false alarm is when we think that the process has shifted when it really hasn't. Structural. These changes are a result of regular systematic changes in output. They will be more pronounced over the long term and through seasonal patterns. These changes are normal and reflect an ebb and flow of normal production being influenced by the environment. Case study. Pierre went to a newly opened barbershop to get his hair trimmed. When he walked in, he was blown away by what he saw. There were soothing scented candles, big warm lights above the luxurious velvet chairs, and the barber was well dressed. As Pierre reclined in the chair, the barber asked if he would like a glass of red wine. Pierre was sold on the shop. When he returned, the barber shop was very changed. The walls were green and orange in spiral patterns, the chairs were futuristic looking, the lights were tinted different colors, and the barber was a different person altogether. Pierre was not impressed by the changes and never returned.